As part of our ongoing sustainability efforts, the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board captures and stores much more carbon within the areas we manage than it emits into the atmosphere. This is referred to as a net zero carbon footprint. In addition to caring for our vast network of parkland containing more than 2,300 acres of freshwater and approximately 600,000 woodland, park, and boulevard trees, the Minneapolis park system contains an array of facilities which provide opportunities for residents to celebrate, exercise, play, and learn. These facilities host about 23 million visitors per year, which requires approximately 28 million kilowatt hours of electricity and natural gas energy annually. This is equivalent to the amount of greenhouse gases emitted from powering 2,250 homes per year, or 1% of total households in Minneapolis. Additionally, park board vehicles and equipment needed to care for all of those facilities consume approximately 250,000 gallons of fuel annually. Combined, the energy used to power Minneapolis park facilities and vehicles and equipment generates roughly 26 million pounds of carbon annually. In contrast, the park system's 255,000 park and boulevard trees reduce approximately 92 million pounds of carbon each year, 3.5 times the amount Minneapolis parks facilities, vehicle, and equipment consume annually. It's important to note that this does not include the nearly 345,000 woodland trees, which have not been fully inventoried yet. These woodland trees reduce even more carbon, and we hope to determine this impact in the future. This means, taken all together, our trees, land, and water actually remove much more carbon than our recreation centers, pools, and fleet generate. We're always working to meet Minneapolis park and recreation needs without sacrificing the ability of future generations to meet their own needs by balancing environmental, economic, and equity concerns. That's Minneapolis Park Sustainability.